These arms of mine, they are lonely, lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they yearning for wanting you, and if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be.
That's more than a powerful force right there. Unbelievable. And when they go through that change in the middle, when they're going through all that augmented stuff, that is just too cool for school. And keep in mind, all that stuff, Stax Volt Records, that's Otis Redding right there, with the Duck Dunn and basically Booker T and the MGs behind them. But when they recorded all that stuff, a lot of that stuff just happened on the spot, which is just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. But there he is, Otis Redding. These arms of mine, that's just stellar. And, man, if that doesn't put goosebumps all over you, you got a hole in your soul. You may want to start doing cocaine or something like that. Not that I'm advocating that, but you may want to get yourself back to life somehow, get yourself jacked up a little bit. Yeah, these arms of mine, Otis Redding. And his whole body of work was stunning like that. Now, there's a guy named Eddie Hinton who was super gifted guitar player. Taught Otis Redding's kid how to play guitar. He's got that exact style when he sings. And so when I hear those two, I wonder which came first, the chicken or the egg, the Eddie Hinton or the Otis Redding. We don't have any Eddie Hinton today. Don't have time to play it anyway, but dig in and do some homework on Eddie Hinton. Eddie became a total degenerate, too. I mean, alcohol, homeless, pretty much mentally addled, but then came back and recorded a bunch of stuff. He was one of those Deep South recording artists and stellar talents that nobody knows about unless you listen to people like me. But, yeah, check it out. Which came from, when you hear his voice, and I thought about it, I would have put some of it on today, done an A-B test, because when you hear Eddie Hinton, and he's not faking it, it's not like, oh, there's some white guy trying to sound like Otis Redding. It's like, it'll give you goosebumps big as Jaybird eggs as well as, just like Otis does it. Well, that's about it. We're pulling the wagons into a circle. You guys have a fabulous Easter, and I will see you back here on Monday. We'll be breathing fire, as always, and I'll be making sure that you are entertained and amused, as well as educated right here on The Edge. Thank you for listening to my radio program, and happy Easter.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart. It's so, and yeah, I know I can't get you out of my guess I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, well, it's too bad, it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. You love me and you snuggle. Since I fell.